Mr. Levy had seen his wife's letters to the girls, emotional, irrational, brainwashing editorials that could have made Patrick Henry out to be a Tory, that brought the girls home on holidays bristling with hostility against their father for the thousands of injustices he had committed against their mother. With him cast as a Klansman firing a young crusader, Mrs. Levy could really write a flaming broadside. The material at hand was too good.
"This guy was a real psycho," Mr. Levy said.
"To you, character is a psychosis. Integrity is a complex. I've heard it all before."
"Look, I probably wouldn't have fired him if one of the factory workers hadn't told me he heard this kook is wanted by the police. That really made up my mind fast. I have enough trouble with that company without having a kooky police character working in there."
"Don't give me that. It's too typical. To somebody like you, crusaders and idealists are always beatniks and criminals. It's your defense against them. But thanks for telling me. It will add to the realism of the letter."
"I've never fired anybody in my life," Mr. Levy said. "But I can't keep somebody the police are looking for. We might get in trouble."
"Please."
Mrs. Levy gestured warningly from her board.
"That young idealist must be floundering somewhere at this very moment. It will break the girls' hearts just as it's breaking mine. I'm a woman of great character and integrity and refinement. You've never appreciated that. I've been debased through my association with you. You've made everything seem so cheap, me included. I've become very hardened."
"So I ruined you too, huh?"
"I was a very warm and loving girl at one time with high hopes. The girls knew that. I thought you'd make Levy pants nationwide."
Mrs. Levy's head bounced up and down, up and down.
"Look, now it's just a little run-down concern with a few outlets. Your daughters are disillusioned. I'm disillusioned. That young man you fired is disillusioned."
"You want me to kill myself?"
"You make your own decisions. You always have. I've just existed for your pleasure. I'm just another old sports car. Use me when you wish. I don't care."
"Oh, shut up. Nobody wants to use you for anything."
"You see that? You're always attacking. It's insecurity, guilt complexes, hostility. If you were proud of yourself and of the way you treat other people, you'd be pleasant. Just take Miss Trixie as another example. Look at what you've done to her."
"I've never done anything to that woman."
"That's just it. She's alone, afraid."
"She's almost dead."
"Since Susan and Sandra are gone, I feel a guilt complex myself. What am I doing? Where is my project? I am a woman of interests, ideals."
Mrs. Levy sighed.
"I feel so useless. You've caged me in with hundreds of material objects that don't satisfy the real me."
Her bouncing eyes looked coldly at her husband.